Good morning, everyone.
各位早。
Can you hear me in the back? In the very back over there?
请问在后面的听不听得见？
All right, great. It just as Bill said, it is a great honor and pleasure for us to be back here.
像刚刚我们的弟兄寇弟兄说的，我们回到这里才真的是我们的荣幸。
You know, it seems like everybody is the same except us. We got a lot older.
我们觉得在这儿，你们没有一个人变，只有我们变老了。
And when we left here 15 years ago, our children were children.
我们离开这里15年以前，离开这里的时候，我们的孩子都还是小孩子。
Now they are like this big.
那现在他们都好大了。
We're just really happy to be back.
实在是很高兴能够有机会回来。
And we really appreciate the opportunity to spend a little time with you reflecting on God's word this morning.
我们也很感激给我们这个机会与大家分享神的话语。
Don't you like your translation? Even if I could speak Mandarin, I'd rather speak English so I can hear her. The first time I met this lady, she was translating at church.
他第一次看到我的时候，我就是在教会做翻译。
I couldn't remember a word from the message, but I thought, boy, that was a good translator.
我不记得信息的任何一句话，但我记得那个翻译。
Yeah, 我记得一直到今天。Today I want to spend a little bit of time with you thinking about this topic of love, and in particular in the context of fellowship.
今天想跟大家谈一下的题目是爱，尤其是在所谓爱的团契。
爱的团契。So, let me start with telling you, just reminding you of someone you're probably familiar with, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
一开始我跟大家讲到两个人，可能你们知道他们是假的人，一个是福尔摩斯，以及福尔摩斯旁边的那个。华生医生
you know, Sherlock Holmes is a very good and very famous detective in, historically based in London, and Dr. Watson is his sidekick.
大家可能知道福尔摩斯是在以前伦敦的一个很有名的一个侦探，他旁边有个助手叫做 Watson 医生。
One day, the two of them went for, into a camping trip.
有一次他们两个出去露营。
After a good meal and some quiet time, they went to sleep.
他们吃了一顿很美好的菜，然后大家休息了一下，就去睡觉了。
And some hours later, Holmes woke up and he nudged his faithful friend.
而且几个小时以后，福尔摩斯醒了，就抖一抖他的那个朋友。
He says, "Watson, look up at the sky. Tell me what you see."
他说 ，Watson， 往上看，看到告诉我你看到什么。
Watson said, "Holmes, I see millions and millions of stars."
啊，福尔摩斯兄啊，我看到成千上亿的星斗。
Holmes says, "Yeah, what does that tell you?"
他说 ，Yeah, 你看到这些星斗告诉你什么
？Watson thought for a moment.
那这个医生想了一下。
He said, "Well, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets."
从天文学的方面告诉我，天上有成千上亿的银河系，还有各式各样的行星。
Horologically, I deduced the time is approximately quarter after three.
他说，我从时间这样来判断一下，现在大概是清晨早上三点半。
Astrologically, observe that Saturn is in Leo.
他说，如果我以 astrologically 不是天文学，好像是星象学。来讲的说，好像狮子星现在正要靠近这个土星。
Theologically, I see that God is omnipotent and we are small and insignificant.
从神学上而言，我可以看到神是多么的伟大，我们是多么的渺小。
Meteorologically, it looks like tomorrow will be a beautiful day.
如果从天气上来看呢，可能明天天气会很好。
Then Watson asked Holmes, "What does it tell you?"
然后华生医生就问福尔摩斯说，那你觉得怎么样？
Holmes was silent for a moment, and then he said, "Watson, you meathead, somebody stole our tent."
我一定要翻译，我要翻译，对不起，对不起。福尔摩斯就一抬头，然后安静了一下，跟他的旁边的朋友说，你这个笨蛋啊，你难道不知道有人把我们的帐篷给偷了吗？
偷了帐篷 ,OK。 Well, why do I tell this story?
我为什么要讲这个故事？
You know, there's some churches, some fellowship today who are a little like Dr. Watson.
我觉得有一些教会，甚至有一些团契，可能都有一点像瓦森医生。
You know, we see so many details, but we miss the obvious.
我们看到很多的细节，但最重要的我们没看到。
You know, we are doctrinally sound, intellectually endowed, theologically impeccable, but we can't find our tent.
我们神学上非常正确，我们的一切的理论，我们一切的想法都非常的严密，但是我们的帐篷没了。
That someone stole our tent.
有人把我们的帐篷给偷走了。
You know, this is what I'd like to talk to you about today.
这就是今天我想跟大家分享的主题。
Do we still have our tent?
我们的帐篷还在吗？
What is our tent?
什么是我们的帐篷？
What is this message that we're supposed to tell the world?
我们应该跟世界分享的信息是什么？
And how do we live so that we can share this message truthfully?
我们怎么样能够真真实实活生生的把这个信息活出来？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we are just so grateful for your presence.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你与我们同在。
Your faithfulness in this fellowship through the years.
你在过去这么多年，这么信实的与这个教会同在。
For the many lives that have been changed because of your presence.
因为你的同在，多少的生命得到了改变。
And this day, Lord, be with us.
今天求主你与我们同在。
As we look at your word, open our hearts.
当我们看你话语的时候，让我们的心向你敞开。
So the reality of your presence may be manifested in our lives.
所以你真真实实存在的事实能够在我们的中间显明出来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。阿门。
Okay. You know, the Bible talks a lot about love.
圣经讲的爱讲了很多。
One of the passages that I like is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35.
其实我喜欢的一个经文是从约翰福音第十三章第三十四到三十五节。
And maybe Lily can read it out.
我为大家读一下。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Yeah, Jesus says, I gave you a new commandment. I ask you to love.
耶稣说，我给你一条新命令，就是叫你们彼此相爱。
And not only that to love, but that if you do so, then others will know.
不仅是你们彼此相爱，如果你们相爱的话，众人就可以认出。
To know that you are my disciples.
可以认出你就是我的门徒。
If you love one another.
如果你们彼此相爱的话。
So at the center of the message we give is a message of love.
所以当我们跟别人分享信息的中心就是一个爱。
Today's message is about the fellowship of love.
今天要跟大家分享是爱的团契。
What is a fellowship?
什么是团契？
The Greek word for fellowship is koinonia.
希腊字叫做 koinonia.
And koinonia means a communion, a spiritual exchange or interaction.
Koinonia 的意思就是在属灵上大家一起分享，大家在一起。
In fact, if you have your Bibles, could you turn with me, please, to John 1. First John chapter 1.
呀，如果请大家有圣经，请翻到约翰一书，约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节。约翰一书第一章第三节。
First John chapter 1 verse 3.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Very good. And if you keep reading verse 6 and 7.
第六跟第七节，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，
就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪了。
Very good. You notice this word, 相交。
香蕉。
I am a 香蕉 because I'm yellow outside, white inside.
不是那个香蕉，外黄里白的。
This word in English is fellowship.
这个香蕉在英文里就是 fellowship.
It says if we claim we have fellowship, that means we have some sort of spiritual bond with God.
他说如果你在这里说你与神相交，就是与神中间有属灵的联系。
Then you should walk in the light.
你就应该在光中行。
In 光中 you will have fellowship with God.
因为在光里面你才与神有团契。
And we will have fellowship with one another.
我们如果这样的话，我们彼此才会有团契。
So this fellowship, this exchange, this life relationship is built on this our relationship with God and in the life that we share.
所以这个相交，这一个团契，这个彼此的交流，是因为我们与神中间有生命的交流才产生的。
By nature, we may not get together at all.
你知道，如果照着我们的本性，我们大家不见得今天会聚在这里。
All from different, maybe different background, different, even different countries, and yet we have fellowship because of the life of God.
我们大家的背景不一样，我们的喜好不一样，但是今天我们能够聚在这里，是因为我们与神相交。
So that's why we call it a fellowship of love, and it's a fellowship of God's love.
所以我们才叫爱的团契，这个爱是神的爱。
And in fact, the passage here says that this is how people will know that we are disciples of Christ.
这个段经文告诉我们说，如果我们彼此相爱，别人就认出我们是神的门徒。
You know, back in London, there was a place called London's Goldsmith Hall.
以前在伦敦有一个伦敦的金库。
You know, they put out these gold bars.
他们有印这些金条。
金条。But to prove that this is true gold,
为了要证明他们所印出这个金是纯金，
they put a little stamp on it, a little round crown. It's called the hallmark.
他们就在上面打了一个印，说这个印就是它的证明。
If you have this little crown, then you know it's pure gold.
那个印是一个那个皇冠的那个样子，所以你看金条上有这个皇冠，你就知道它是纯金。
In fact, the Bible says, if we love one another,
圣经告诉我们，如果我们彼此相爱的话，
then we will have the hallmark of God.
我们就会有神的那个印在我们的身上。
By this print, people will know that we are Christians.
然后借着看到这个印，别人就认出我们是神的门徒，我们是基督徒。
If you keep reading in the Gospel, in this book, First John,
如果你继续看约翰一书，
It's really a whole book about fellowship and about love.
这一本书主要的主题就是讲到团契和爱。
And today's main passage I picked is from the Gospel of this First John chapter 4 verses 7-12.
今天我们主要的经文是从第四章第七节开始。
If I could ask Lily, if you could turn it to there with me, I'll ask Lily to read it for us.
约翰一书第四章第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既然这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
得以完全。Amen. So, there is a movement in China among some Chinese Christians.
哦，今天在中国有一些基督徒这个样说。
They say, salvation through love.
他们说是借爱得救。
Yeah, 因爱的。
因爱得救。
因爱称义。哦，不是因信称义，是因爱称义。Have you heard of that?
大家有听过吗？因爱称义这件事。
It seems a little bit weird, right?
事实上这是不正确的。
The Bible says that God's love is the source of our love.
圣经告诉我们神的爱才是我们爱的源头。
Love is from God, it says. Love is the source and purpose of our fellowship. God's love is.
神的爱是我们团契的源头，也是我们团契的目的。
It says, love is from God.
爱是从神而生的。
It says, that从生而生的，而且爱是从生而来的，
是从生而来的。
From God and is born of God. So, you know, right now in the U.S. we run this budget deficit. You may have noticed.
我们知道在美国哈，我们是亏欠了很多钱。
That means we spend more than we have.
那我们有这么大的亏损，是因为我们花的比我们要赚的要多多了。
I would say that in the world we also have a love deficit.
我说在那个世界上啊，我们也有很大的爱上面的一个亏盈。
That means we want more than we give.
因为我们要爱多，多过我们能给。
Everybody agrees love is a good thing.
每个人都同意爱是个好东西。
But everybody wants to be loved first.
但每个人都要先被爱。
The Bible says God is the source of love.
圣经告诉我们神才是爱的源头。
And it is through His love that we have come to understand, and have something to give.
就是因为我们认识他的爱，我们才能给出他的爱。
You know, the human being is a very,可怜的动物。
人事实上是一个可怜的动物。
You know, the saddest passage in the Bible, I think, for me, is in the Old Testament, Genesis 3, chapter 3, verse 7.
对我而言，我觉得圣经最可怜的一段经文，最悲哀的一段经文，是在创世纪第三章。
Remember when Adam and Eve ate the fruit?
你记不记得当亚当夏娃吃了那个不该吃的果子
？And then it says their eyes were open.
然后就说到他们的眼睛就明亮了。
And what did they see?
他们看到了什么
？What is the first thing they saw?
他们所看到的第一件事情是什么
？That they were naked.
他们就看到自己赤身露体。
That is the saddest verse in the Bible.
我觉得那是一个非常悲哀的描述。
But it is a very real verse about the state of the human heart.
但是它对于人的情况是一个非常正确的描述。
If you keep reading in that passage, God looks for them.
如果你继续看下去的话，神就在找他们。
Walking in the cool of the garden, God says, "Where are you?"
天起了凉风，耶和华在神的园中行走，然后就找说。对人说你在哪里
I think God knows where they are.
我猜想神是，我相信神是知道人在哪里。
But by asking where are you, God forces man to think about where he is.
因为神问了你在哪里，使得人必须要想一想他在哪里。
Do you remember Adam's reply?
你记不记得亚当的回答
？Oh, a timeless reply.
他的回答是超越时空的一个回答。
He says, "What did he say?"
你记不记得他是怎么样回答的？
He says, "I am afraid."
他说，因为我害怕。
Because I am naked.
因为我赤身露体。
So I hid.
我变藏了。
These three emotions are universal emotions of the human heart.
这三个情绪是宇宙每一个人都有的三个情绪。
I am afraid, fear.
害怕 ，fear， 害怕。
Because I'm naked, shame.
因为我赤身露体，羞愧。
So I hid.
然后我就隐藏
，denial，
我就否定，
hiding.
我就躲藏。
When we look across the world, there is no place where we do not understand these emotions.
我觉得你在世界到处看一看，没有一个人不了解这三个情绪。
And yet God, through Christ Jesus, calls us back to Himself.
但是神借着耶稣基督把我们找回到他自己的身边。
This animal who is afraid and who is ashamed and who is hiding, God wants to liberate in His own love.
这一个害怕的，这个羞愧的，这个隐藏的一个人，神要把他寻到自己的身边，使他得到自由与释放。
When I first became a Christian, Some of my friends ask, you know, I believe in God, but why do you believe in Jesus?
当我刚成为基督徒的时候，我的朋友就跟我说，我们相信神啊，但你为什么需要相信一个耶稣呢？
You know, I believe in a Tao. You know, the universe has a Tao, even a moral Tao.
Yeah, some people, 有一些人就说，我们相信这个宇宙有一个道。The word of a kind of a principle,
why do you Christians have personal worship? Why do you worship a person? It's so limiting.
但为什么基督徒要敬拜一个人那么样的宰辖呢？
You know, the Bible says God is 道 right? And 道就是神 right? The word is God.
但是圣经告诉我们，神就是道。
It was only later I came to realize, you know, the Word became flesh so that we may know something vital about the heartbeat of God.
后来我才知道圣经讲的道成了肉身住在我们中间，这个样我们才能真正知道神的心意。
You know, we may know the power of God through creation.
借着神的创造，我们可能知道神的能力。
But we may not know the heartbeat of God until we know Jesus.
但是如果我们不认识耶稣基督的话，我们实在不知道父神的心意。
Because what is love?
因为什么是爱？
What is love?
什么是爱？
Well, one thing we know, love is relational. That is between person to person.
爱第一点，它必须要是关系性的，
right.
是有相对的，人与人之
间。I can love my wife, but it's hard for me to love this cup.
我可以爱我的妻子，但我不容易爱这个杯子。
Yeah, love is relational.
因为爱是关系性。
God became a person that we may know about His love.
神成了肉身，这样我们才能够认识到他的爱。
One other thing about love, love is sacrificial.
爱还有另外一点就是爱是牺牲的。
是牺牲的 ，right? When you think on your life, who has loved you?
当你这一生你想一想，有谁爱过你？
How do you know they have loved you?
你怎么知道这个人爱过你？
Is it not because the person who loved you had paid something of a price for you?
不是常常都是因为这个爱你的人为了你付出了代价？
I know my mother loved me because the day before I went to college, she stayed up all night sewing this blanket for me because I was going to a cold place, Waterloo.
我的妈妈在我上大学前一天连夜的给我缝了一个被子，因为我要去读大学的地方 Waterloo 是非常冷的。
We measure love by the more by the cost than by the benefit.
因为当我们衡量爱的时候，我们常常是看这个人付的代价而定，而不是因为我们自己受了多少益而定。
Some very rich people, their kids may not feel loved.
因为比方说非常有钱的人，他的孩子不见得觉得自己被爱。
What? Because dad has so much money anyway.
因为觉得哇，老爸反正有的是钱。
Right?
对不对？
It was harder for me to know my father loved me.
事实上对我而言，要知道我爸爸爱我比较困难。
He was a typical Chinese man.
他是一个典型的
yeah.
中国父亲。
His, you know, if I get 95 in a class, he would say, where's the other five?
如果我考试九十，你们可能也知道，如果我考九十五分，我爸会说其他五分到哪儿去了。
Maybe that's the way he loved me.
也许那就是他爱我的方式吧。
But it was hard for me to know he loved me.
但对我而言，我很不容易认识到他对我的爱。
But later in his life, he contracted cancer.
就后来我爸爸得了癌症。
He was in a wheelchair.
他就坐在轮椅上。
He had a tracheotomy operation, so he had a hole in his throat.
他那时候在喉咙开了一个洞，所以这儿有个洞。
When he talked, he had to plug the hole and to say to speak.
因为如果他要讲话的话，他要先把这个洞塞着，他才有声音说话。
He also became a Christian.
他后来也成为了一个基督徒。
When I came home, when he was sick, he would plug this hole and he would say, "How was your day?"
当我下班回来，我爸爸那时候已经生病了，他就会。塞着这个洞问我你今天好不好
And when I walk around the room he would follow me with his eyes
我在家里走来走去他就眼睛就跟着我
During the last two years of his life when I was able to tell him many things I was afraid to tell him previously
在他生病的最后这两年，我跟他谈了很多心事，是我以前根本不敢跟他说的。
When I saw my father give me the last bit of his breath, I discovered and I knew how much he loved me.
当我看到我爸爸用他最后的一点力气来跟我说话的时候，那时候我才明了了他对我的爱。
This passage tells us that God is love.
这段经文告诉我们神就是爱。
How do we know God is love?
我们怎么知道神就是爱？
He chose to be constrained by time and space.
因为他选择来到这世上，受到时空的限制。
He chose to be born in a little manger in a poor family.
他选择生在一个穷人的家，生在马槽里。
He chose not only to die, but to die naked, hanging on a cross.
他不仅选择死，而且赤身露体的死在十字架上。
He lived a life of sacrifice. He showed us how to wash each other's feet.
他过了一个牺牲的一生，他教导我们怎么样彼此洗脚。
If Jesus of Nazareth is God, then、
如果拿撒勒人耶稣是神的话，
then God is love.
神就是爱。
And it is by this that we understand what love is.
因为借着这个我们才明了爱是什么。
The Christian God is not a God we can invent.
你知道基督教的神是发明不出来的。
We cannot invent a God that will wash our feet.
我们发明不出一个愿意为人洗脚的神。
But our God is a God who washed our feet.
但是我们的神就是这么样的一个神。
And because of this, we have a fellowship of love.
因为他是这个样，我们才能有爱的团契。
Because of this, we have something to give to the world.
就是因为这个样子，我们才能够给世界一些东西。
Because we have already received, we have something to offer.
因为我们已经接受了，我们才能够付出去。
You know, California is a very dry place where we live.
我们住在加州，加州是一个很干燥的地方。
If there was no water, everything is brown.
如果没有水的话，一切都是咖啡色。
The cross is like God held up this cross like a water tower.
神的这个十字架就好像一个水塔一样。
He held it up so that it will come pouring out into this very dry and needy world.
他把这个十字架举起来，是因为我们需要他倾倒在这个饥渴枯干的世界里。
But we don't always tap to the source.
但是我们常常没有跟这个源头连接起来。
We find other ways to try to satisfy our thirst.
我们用其他各种不同的方法来满足我们的饥渴。
Because we cannot see what God has done for us.
因为我们看不到神为我们做了什么。
And how he sees us.
他怎么样来看我们？
Bach was a great musician.
大家知道巴哈是个很有名的音乐家。
Sebastian Bach wrote many masterpieces.
Sebastian Bach, 他写了很多很多，
Johann.
写了很多很多有名的乐章。
He worked in his town where he was actually in the mayor's office.
他是在那个市长的一个办公室那个下面，事实上在下面写音乐。
Many of his pieces were written in these parchments, and he left them in the basement of this mayor's office.
他很多的乐章都是写在那种纸上，然后他留在那个地下室里，
brilliant,
他储
brilliant pieces of music.
这些都是天才的音乐。
After he died, there was all this parchment.
在他死了以后，地下就有很多这种音乐的纸张。
They didn't know what to do with it, so they took it to market, and the fishmonger, he wrapped his fish in these parchments.
他们而且这么一大堆这些纸，他们不知道该怎么办，他们就拿到市场去卖给那个卖鱼的，那个卖鱼的就用这个来包鱼卖给别人。
Masterpieces used to wrap fish.
人间杰作，结果用来包臭鱼。
But that's often what we do in our lives.
但在我们的生命里，我们常常这个样做。
God says, "You are my masterpiece," and we use our lives to wrap fish.
神告诉我们，你是我的杰作，我们却用我们的生命去包臭鱼。
Yeah. Not only do we treat ourselves that way, we treat other people that way.
我们不仅对待自己是这种态度，我们对待别人也是这种态度。
We don't see that they are masterpieces in the sight of God.
我们眼睛看不见，他们也是神的杰作。
But God says, in this fellowship that I call my church, you treat people like the way I see them.
但是神告诉我们，在这一个团契里，这是我的子民，我要你以爱来对待他们。
You see them as significant, you see them as lovable, you see them as worthwhile to work with.
你要看到他们是有价值的，他们是有身份的，他们是值得你与他同工的。
I remember when I was a young Christian.
我记得我刚成为基督徒的时候。
I worked in we were working together for a Christian youth conference.
那个时候我就是一个同工，是一种对年轻人的退休会吧。
And I was in charge of designing the promotional material.
我那时候我是负责就是写一些设计宣传的东西。
But I was supposed to report to the person who's in charge of the whole coordination of the conference.
但我应该是把我的报告交给另外一个人，是主管整个这个会议的宣传。
I thought I designed the most brilliant flyer.
我觉得我设计的那个宣传是最好的。
I showed it to this young guy who's younger than me.
我就把这个给到那上面管理的人，事实上他比我还年轻。
He said, "Ah, this is no good."
然后他说，哎呀，这个设计的不好。
Ah, this and that.、
啊、
I thought he just didn't recognize my genius.
我就觉得这个人怎么看不出我的天分。
I went to complain to the head of the entire conference.
结果我就到那个管整个这个会议的那个头头那里去抱怨了。
And she's a very wise sister.
她是一个非常有智慧的姐妹。
She said, Charles, your first job is to work with Kevin. Your second job is to design a good flyer.
她就跟我讲了一个非常有智慧的话。她说 ，Charles， 你最重要的工作就是跟你上面的这个人叫 Kevin 好好的相处。你第二个工作才是设计一个好的宣传单。
I still remember that.
我还记得他这句话。
Because in the grand scheme of things, the relationship between Christians is a more important impact on the witness of the church than how that flyer looks.
因为如果我们从远一点大的观念来看，基督徒怎么样彼此相处的见证，要比那一个宣传单设计的好不好重要的太多了。
Because the message we are delivering is a message of grace.
因为我们所传出的信息是一个恩典的信息。
It says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of God's glory, full of what? Full of grace and truth.
因为圣经告诉我们，
道成
了肉身，住在我们的中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Yeah, 恩典在真理前面 ，right?因为真理像是一个很重的 hammer.
Yeah, yeah. Grace before truth.
And grace is like the velvet that makes the hammer absorbable.
因为真理像一个重重的锤子，但是恩典就好像一个软软的一个布包着这个锤子，使得真理大家才受得住。
By God's grace.When we build our fellowship, we build it upon grace and truth.
借着神的恩典，当我们建立爱的团契的时候，我们是建立在恩典及真理上。
You know, when Paul talked about, in the context of talking about eating food to idols,
当保罗曾经跟大家讨论过是不是应该吃祭偶像的食物的时候，
he said a wonderful passage. He said, "Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up."
他讲了很重要的一句话，说知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
唯有爱心能造就人。Okay. So, you know, he says, and then he says at the end, he says, the man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know.
若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。
But the man loves God is known by God.
若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
He said, if you think you got it all figured out, you still haven't figured out anything.
他说，如果你觉得你什么都知道的话，事实上你真的是什么都还没搞清楚。
But the man that really loves God is known by God.
但一个真正爱神的人是神所认识的。
This known, this yada, this original, is God really knows you and you really know God's heart.
这个知道哈，实在是一个很深刻的一个知道，是神知道你的心，你知道他的心。
The heartbeat of God is for us to be dispensers of grace.
你知道神的心就是要使我们每一个基督徒成为恩典的出口。
恩典的出口。That's how God's truth hits people. Not by our grace. By the grace that God has shown us, we show others.
借着神给我们的恩典，我们把跟恩典流露出去，这个让别人才看得见真理。
So, practically speaking, what does love look like in a fellowship?
但实际上，一个爱的团契是怎么样表现出来的呢？
We can talk a lot about love. We can probably memorize 1 Corinthians 13. But what does love look like in action?
我们可以讲很多关于爱，甚至背出哥林多前书十三章。但爱行动表现出来是什么样子？
Let me just talk about three things quickly today, because we don't have much time.
我们没有太多时间，我快快跟大家讲三件。
The first is that love shares our lives. Love is sharing our lives.
第一点就是爱是分享生命，生命的分享。
The second is love reaches beyond itself. Love reaches beyond ourselves.
第二个，就爱是延伸自己。
The third is that love makes time for others.
第三个，就是爱，就是花时间在别人身上。
Very practically, a fellowship that shares its life, that reaches beyond itself, and makes time for others is going to see some vibrancy.
如果在一个团契里面，人能够就是生命上有分享，然后愿意超越自己，延伸自己，而且大家愿意花时间在别人身上的话，这个爱的团契会有进步的。
会有进步的。You know, sharing our lives means not just sharing our doctrines and our philosophies.
分享生命并不代表就是分享我们的道义是什么哈，就是我们所信仰的道义是什么，或者我们的哲理。
When I teach young teachers how to teach, I tell them share not just the content, share your life.
当我在教导老师怎么样教书的时候，我说你不要光讲内容，你要分享你的生命。
In our church, we share also our joys, our sorrows, our fears, our wounds, and our vulnerabilities.
在教会里的话，我们不仅是分享我们行的东西，我们也分享我们的忧伤，我们的脆弱，我们的挫折，我们的软弱。
You know, a church should be a secure place.
教会应该是一个安全的地方。
It's a place where we should share not only the things that we feel, you know, we're proud of. We want to tell people, of course we want to share that.We want to say, hey, you know, my daughter went to Stanford. I got a great new job. Okay.
Yeah, 在教会里，当然我们是可以分享好的事情啊。我的孩子上了名校了，我找了一个好的工作，这都是可以的。
But we should also share in reality.
但是我们也应该真真实实的把其他东西分享出来。
Reality is life is broken.
什么是生命的事实？就是生命是一个破碎的。
Reality, maybe I just lost my job and it's my fault.
可能我才失掉工作，这是我的错，我被开除了。
Reality is maybe my young daughter is unmarried and pregnant.
可能有一个可怜的事实是我的女儿还没结婚，她怀孕了。
Yeah, the reality is my spouse tells me he or she wants to leave me.
或者就是我的丈夫妻子告诉我他要离开我了。
The reality is I did this huge fight with my boyfriend and I barely could make it to church this morning.
可能我今天早上跟我男朋友大吵一架，我连教会都不想来了。
Who do we tell these things to?
如果你有这些事情的话，你告诉谁？
The Bible told us those who follow God, follow Jesus, live in the light.
圣经告诉我们，如果你跟随神的话，你就是活在光中。
That means just you are who you are.
就代表说你是谁就是谁。
嗯。There was a young boy who went to church in this beautiful old church, and they had all these stained glass windows.
有一个小孩，他去了一个教堂，是一个比较老的教堂，上面有一些那种透明的那个窗户。
He sees all the stories of the life of Jesus, all these beautiful glass.
然后就是那种叫什么 stained glass， 就是说耶稣一生的故事啊，都把它印在这玻璃上哈。
And one day, his Sunday school teacher asked him.
就有一天，主日学老师问他们
，What is a saint？
什么是一个圣人啊？
What is a saint?
什么是一个圣人?
He says, I know.
他说我知道。
He says, a saint is the one that the light shines through.
他说圣人就是那个光可以照透他的那一个。
是那个透明的那一个。Okay. A saint is not some great person. A saint 是一个透明的那一个。Okay.
圣人不是一个伟人，圣人是一个透明的人。
I mess up.As often, probably more often than you.
事实上，我犯错可能超过比你们犯的还要更多。
But it is God's light that shines if I am willing to be transparent.
如果我愿意透明的话，神的光可以借着我透出去。
By God's grace, the fellowship of love must be built as a fellowship of light that shines through and that is willing to live a transparent life.
爱的团契呢，就是一个光明的团契，一个透明人愿意聚在一起，是神的光透过我们照出去的。
Jesus saved his most angry words for people who were not that way.
耶稣最生气骂人的时候，就骂那些不是这样的人。
He did not save his words for the prostitutes or the tax collector. He saved them for people who wasn't very 透明。
嗯，他骂人，他没有骂妓女，没有骂税吏，他骂的是那些不太透明的人。
When we start to share our transparency,
当我们愿意
our weaknesses, our wounds,
当我们愿意透明，愿意跟别人也分享我们的痛苦，我们的伤痕，
then we begin to build a church of light.
然后我们就开始建立一个有光的教会。
Chuck Swindoll says, you know, the best substitute for a real fellowship, a Bible fellowship, is the bar.
Yeah, 有一个很有名的牧师叫 Chuck Swindoll， 他说那个最模仿到教会应该是怎么样的，事实上是在酒吧可以看到。
Because in the bar, you can tell people what you really feel.
因为在酒吧里，你可以真真实实告诉别人你的感觉。
You are all pretty messed up anyway, it's okay.
因为每一个人在那儿都一塌糊涂，所以没有关系。
You know, the world needs real fellowship.
世界需要真实的团契。
We need to know and be known.
我们需要认识也被认识。
By God's grace, we don't have to go to a bar to find it.
借着神的恩典，我们不需要在酒吧找这些。
We need to be naked and not ashamed.
我们需要赤身露体，并不羞愧。
To be known and yet embraced.
我们需要被认识，而且被接纳。
That is a fellowship of love.
这个才是爱的团契。
You know, have you ever seen a cat in front of a fireplace?
你没有看到一个猫在那个火炉前面
？Oh, the cat is happy.
那个猫就开心的不得了。
It is in a warm fire. It just feels like it's melting.
一个猫在一个温暖的火前面，那个猫就融化了一样。
Oh, by God's grace, that we could be so relaxed.
我希望借着神的恩典，我们也能够那个样子的轻松。
The world needs this.
世界需要这个。
God wants this.
神要这个。
And He expects it from us.
而且他也觉得我们应该有这个。
Otherwise, what is this?
否则这是干什么的？
You know, we have bulletin boards and we report attendance and we report offerings.
我们有这些秩序单，然后说报告有多少人来，收了多少钱。
And what if we could have a love meter that tells us how much love is in this church? How much it went up this week because somebody is honest.
我们是不是可能有这么一个爱的报告呢？因为有一个人愿意透明，我们的那个爱又往上增长了呢？
What number would it say?
那个号码应该是什么？
What would your score be?
你觉得那个号码应该是什么？
You know, love shares its life.
爱
sharing of life.
是生命的分享。
The second point. So let me just.
第二点。
Love reaches beyond itself.
爱是延伸自己。
Love takes chances.
爱是要冒险的。
Love is willing to go beyond the boundary.
爱是愿意超越界限的。
You know, you try to tell somebody about yourself, you are going to be afraid.
因为如果你愿意把自己敞开告诉别人的时候，你心里会害怕。
It's fear of rejection.
因为怕别人拒绝。
Fear of ridicule.
怕别人笑你。
But the Bible says perfect love casts out fear.
但圣经告诉我们，完全的爱，在完全的爱中没有惧怕。
The human nature is to stay in your comfort zone.
人的本性就是要在自己的舒服的界限之内。
My daughter, Monica, moved from the East Coast to the West Coast between her 10th and 11th year of high school.
我的女儿在从十年级到十一年级的时候，我们家搬到了西海岸。
It was really tough for her.
对她而言非常困难。
She describes in her one of her essays how she walked carried the tray into the cafeteria the first morning the first time they had to have lunch.
她写了一篇文章，讲到第一天中午吃饭的时候，她怎么样拿着她的饭盘这样往前走。
She stands there and the cafeteria is full of people.
他站在那个餐厅，餐厅里到处都是人。
Everybody has their little group.
每一个人都有自己的一群朋友。
And she was lost.
他真的是觉得非常的茫然。
People in this group will almost never move and sit in the people with that group.
你知道，在高中的那个餐厅，这一组的人绝对不会到那组的人那里去吃饭。
So the first person who looked up and smiled at her.She just said, "Can I sit down?"
所以第一个抬头见了他，对他微笑一下，他马上就坐下来说，我可别坐在这里。
And there she stayed until she graduated.
他就一直坐在那儿，只等到他高中毕业。
Love takes an interest and takes a risk. Love goes beyond. That's the way God loved us.
神就是这个样子爱我们，神对我们有兴趣，神延伸了他自己。超越了他的界限。
You are afraid of being rejected? Well, God was rejected.
你怕被拒绝，你知道神是被拒绝的。
You're afraid of being ridiculed? Well, God was ridiculed.
你怕被讥笑，你知道神被讥笑的。
And I once saw this woman come out of a shopping mall in Loblaws, and she wore a T-shirt.
我记得有一次我看到一个女的从个购物中心出来，她身上穿了一个恤衫。
It says, "I'll love you more when you're more like me."
他说：“如果你更像我的时候，我才爱你。”
I love you when you are more like me.
你更像我的时候，我才会爱你。
So love reaches beyond itself.
所以爱是延伸自己。
And not only beyond people like you.
不仅是超越到像你的人。
But love reaches beyond yourself in resolving conflicts.
爱有很重要的一点，也就是超越你自己来解决争执，解决。
Conflict resolution is a critical part of the Christian life.
你知道基督徒生命中冲突的解决是一个非常重要的一环。
I like this definition a lot. If you can't write it down fast enough, I'll send it to you later.
我非常喜欢这个冲突的定义哈。
Here is a definition of conflict. It says it is a difference between two or more persons.
什么是冲突呢？就两个或两群人的差异。
Characterized by tension and emotionality.
但有以下的特点：紧张、冲突。
Polarization, disagreement.
不和、极端。
Where the bond is broken.
最重要的就是他们两个之间的那个连结感被破裂了。
Okay, so first three pieces here. First, it's a difference.
第一个是两个中间有差异。
Differences are the source of conflict, but differences are okay.
差异的源头就是因为。冲突的源头就是因为有差异，但是那没有关系。
差异 is okay because we are supposed to be different. Many ways we are different.
差异本来就是有，大家都不一样。
The second level is a difference that is emotional.
第二点就是这个差异使得大家感情冲动起
来。Polarizing.
使得大家好像走极端了，使得大家好像彼此中间有张力了。
I say that's okay too.
那也没有关系。
Because that happens in life.
因为在生。
Because we are human.
因为我们是人，这些事都发生。
But real conflict happens when the bond is broken.
最重要的冲突发生，使得人跟人中间的连结感破裂了。
连结感破裂 ，Bible tells us we are bonded in love, right?
圣经告诉我们，我们是在爱中连结。
So it's been said that we pray for unity, right?
我们要求合一的
We don't pray for unity. We pray to preserve the unity that we already have.
圣经告诉我们不需要求合一，我们要求我们能够保持合一。
Because the 合一 was already there in the Spirit of God. Remember, we are a fellowship.
因为在神的灵里面，那个合一已经赐给我们了。
The key in conflict resolution is to keep the bond.
冲突的处理最重要的就是把那个连结感保持起来。
When we are angry at someone, we don't see them anymore. We are just angry at them.
当我们生一个人的气，我们再看不到这个人，我们就是气。
The key to resolving that conflict is to remember you are looking at a person.
你要解决这个冲突，最重要的就是你要记得你对方是一个人。
And you remember that you have a bond with this person.
而你跟这个人中间有一个连结密切的关系。
You know, the book of Ephesians 4:2-3 says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, and then says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
以弗所书四章第二、第三节，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
合而为一的心是已经有的 ，right？ 圣灵所赐 ，right？ It's already there. It's a reality. So your job is to keep it and not forget it.
我们最重要，圣灵的合一已经赐给我们。我们最重要的的责任就是竭力保守。合而为一的心。
Keep the bond.
我们要竭力保守。
Let me give you some examples.
我给你一些例子。
There was a leadership training at the company I was a managing director at.
以前我是在一个公司做主管，那个公司有这么一个训练。
And the man who taught us about conflict resolution was an interesting psychologist.
那个教导我们怎么样处理冲突的那个老师，自己是一个心理学家。
But he also has a side job.
他还有另外一个工作。
He is a hostage negotiator.
就是人质的，就是在谈判人质的那个人。
谈判人质。So when a policeman is in a hostage situation, he's the guy they send to go talk to the guy with the gun.
所以当一个人有，当一个人有抓了一个人质，警察就是要找他去跟这个人来谈判。
So he said, when someone's holding a gun to you, you really keep the bond.
他说当一个人用枪对着你的时候，你想尽办法也要跟他保持连结。
Because it's much easier to kill a thing than a person.
因为你杀东西容易，杀人比较不容易。
So you keep talking and talking. How are you doing? You know, hey, how are you doing? I have a brother too. You know, you keep talking because you want to keep that bond.
他你就会一直不停的讲话，因为你一定要保持那个连结感。
Do you know the woman Ashley Smith?
大家知道不知道一个女的名叫 Ashley Smith?
A number of years ago, she was in the news.
好几年以前，她是在新闻上。
She was in Memphis.
她是在 Memphis.
The story is that there was a man. It's a true story. The man broke out of jail. He killed a deputy. He killed another policeman. He killed several people, and he took a gun.
有一个人从监狱逃出来，杀了警官，杀了那个警察，然后就手上拿了一个枪。
And then randomly he broke into an apartment, and the woman who was in the apartment was called Ashley Smith.
他就糊里糊涂冲到了一个公寓里面，结果那个公寓是 Ashley Smith 的公寓。
Ashley Smith had just become a Christian.
Ashley Smith 刚刚成为基督徒。
She was reading a book, remember, called The Purpose-Driven Life, written by Warren.
正在看一本书叫做《标杆人生》，是 Rick Warren 写的。
Rick Warren 写的，嗯 ，right。So she started talking to him.
然后这个女的就开始跟这个男的讲话。
She said, you know, I have a four-year-old daughter. If you kill me, my husband died a few years earlier. If you kill me, my daughter will have no mommy and no daddy.
她就跟这个男的在讲，就是说，哎，我的丈夫几年以前死，我一个四岁的女儿，如果你杀了我的话，我的女儿真的是孤儿了。
My husband died when someone stabbed him and he bled in my arms.
他说我丈夫因为别人杀了他在我的怀里死的。
And she said, you know, she said, I don't think it's by accident you came into my apartment. You know, this book I'm reading is called The Purpose of Life. I think there's a purpose why you came in here.
他就开始很讲，我相信你到我家来不是意外。你看我在看这本书《标杆人生》，我想你的生命也有是意义的。
She read the Bible to him. She cooked pancake for him.
他就为他煮饭，然后他为他念圣经。
9 hours later, this man gave up without any violence.
9个小时以后，这个男的就放弃了，而且没有 没有伤害到他。
That's keeping the bond.
那个就是保持联系。
When we have trouble with someone,
当我们跟别人中间有了不和的时候
，You know, even the church, you say, "Oh, I'm too, you know, I don't like this person."
那在教会里，我们说不喜欢这个人。
But I'm too spiritual to actually argue with him.
但是我太属灵了，所以我不要跟你吵。
So if he comes this way, I go the other way.
所以他从这儿来，我就从那儿走。
Oh, I'm very spiritual, and he's very spiritual, and the church disappears.
他很属灵，我很属灵，但教会就渐渐好像不见了。
Keeping the bond means I remember he's my brother, and I'm going to work this out.
什么叫做保持这个联系呢？保持联系就是我记得他是我的弟兄，我一定要跟他中间解决冲突。
Because if I cannot work this out, why am I here?
因为如果
冲突 What is the message I'm telling the world?
冲突没有办法解决，我在这里干什么？我给世界的信息是什么？
Gorbachev and Reagan had a difficult time during the Cold War.
大家记得在冷战的时候 ，Gorbachev 跟雷根总统中间有很多的争执。
And at one point in their negotiations, everything was stalled.
有一次他们在和谈的时候，实在是谈不下去了。
According to the memoir of someone who worked for Reagan,
根据旁边的一个人的一个记录。
Reagan was very upset. He turned around and he stormed out.
雷根非常的生气，站起来怒气的这样跑出去。
He got to the door.
他走到门口。
Suddenly he stopped.
他突然停下来。
Then he turned back.
然后他就转过来。
He walked all the way to Gorbachev.
然后他就走回到 Gorbachev 的身边。
He grabbed his hand.
他抓了他的手。
He said, "Mikhail."
他就说叫了他的名字叫 Mikhail.
He said, "May I call you Mikhail?"
那我可不可以叫你 Mikhail?
He said.There must be a way we can work this out because too much is at stake.
一定有解决的办法，因为如果不解决，代价太重。
Can we just talk with like just translators, nobody else?
让我们别人都走，就是两个翻译官，我们面对面谈一谈吧。
That's they read later. That was the turning point of the discussions on nuclear disarmament.
后来别人报告说，他们中间的和好的关系就从那一刻开始。
And other people asked Gorbachev later, what happened?
有一些人问 Gorbachev 说，哎，什么事情发生了？
Remember, he said, we stopped demonizing each other.
结果 Gorbachev 就这样回答说，我们不再把对方看为魔鬼了。
We stopped demonizing each other.
我们不再把对方看为魔鬼了。
他们根本就不是魔鬼。都是可怜的。Right? 就像你一样。Keeping the bond is to see people the way God sees them.
什么叫保持联系？就是以神的眼光来看着对方。
It's not easy.
不容易。
But it is what we do in this world.
但是我们在世上就是要这个样子。
Because God described us our work as a ministry of reconciliation.
因为神给我们的工作就是使人和好的工作。
Reconcile with God and reconcile with each other.
使人与神和好，使人与人中间和好。
That is the purpose for which Christ died.
这就是耶稣为这个而死。
And that is our testimony before the world.
这也是我们在世界前面的见证。
This is not a natural way to live.
这不是一个自然人能活出来的方法。
It is a supernatural way to live.
它是一个超自然的生命。
It is by trusting God that we take a step of faith and do something that overcomes our fears and everything we are afraid of.
我们信任神，我们愿意握出这一步，靠着信心，我们行使出来。
We take the step first because we do it in obedience.
我们先走这一步，是因为我们先顺服神。
Not because the other person earned it.
不是因为对方赚来了。
But because we must obey the God who died for us.
而是我们必须要顺服那个为我们而死的主。
But something amazing happens when we take a little risk.
但当我们愿意冒这个险的话，我跟你讲，奇妙的事情就会发生。
We turn on the tap and the water runs.
当我们把龙头打开，水就会流出来。
We feel we are losing water.
我们觉得，哎呀，水都流出去了。
But the water tower right next door comes flooding into our life.
但是我们旁边的水塔的那个水就丰丰富富的流进我们里面。
And we say, why was it so hard for me to turn on the water?
我们就会说，为什么那个时候打开水龙头那么困难？
But that is the way God designed it in His wonderful plan.
但神奇妙的计划本是如此。
You turn on the water, I fill you again.
你开水龙头，我就水源源不绝的来。
You don't take even a little risk for me. Well, okay.
你不愿意冒一点险，就没有结果。
Well, there's the water tower, and there you are, and nothing moves.
水塔的水在上面，你在这边，但没有一点点流动。
I am going to have to catch a plane soon.
我需要赶一班飞机。
So let me go quickly.
所以我快一点的讲。
Love also makes time for others.
爱就是在别人身上花时间。
Isn't it ironic that I have to go when I talk about making time?
很不好意思，要这样讲的时候，是我急着要走的时候这样讲。
But relationships take time to build.
因为人际关系需要花时间来建立。
Even at your work or at fellowship, sometimes it feels like you're wasting time.
在工作的时候，在团契的时候，有时觉得真浪费时间。
But it takes time. It takes more than just verbal communication. It takes building relationship, bonding.
Yeah, 我们所花的不仅是聊聊天，我们需要在一起建立中间的关系。
It's physical, it's emotional, it's intellectual, and it's spiritual.
身体上、感情上、智力上跟灵性。
It all takes some time.
这一切都需要花时间。
I was on my way here. I gave a talk at Toronto, and then I gave a talk in Michigan, and then I'm flying over to Harvard to give a talk tomorrow.
Yeah, 我这一场旅行，我是先去多伦多大学讲学，然后我到密西根大学讲学，然后才到这个教会。马上我要走到波士顿。
I was leaving Toronto, and I was feeling crummy.
当我离开多伦多的时候，我真的觉得有一点 crummy。
Yeah. You know, I went through a research workshop there, and there was one particular professor, don't tell him I told you, who was very critical.
我在多伦多大学研究做研究演讲的时候，那边有一个教授非常的凶。
And you know, I was tired, and I was on my way here, and I was grumbling.
我非常的累，然后我还要旅行到这里，所以我有一点。
I was thinking, what do you know?
然后我心里在想，哈，那个人他懂什么？
And then as we were going by in the taxi to the airport,
当我们坐在计程车要去机场的时候，
I looked up and I saw this sign. I think it's a sign for a bank.
我看到这么一个 sign， 我相信是一个银行的一个招牌。
It's an advertisement.
它是一个广告。
And the big sign is, "You are richer than you think."
上面写的说，你比你所想象的要富有的更多。
Oh, it hit me in the head.
马上他就好像冲击到我。
Like God is saying to me.
好像神在对我说
，Come on, get real.
哎呀，不要这样了。
You are richer than you think.
你要比你想象的富有多了。
Let it go.
放开吧
，because God gave you so much.
因为神给你的是这么多。
So I'd say to you, you are richer than you think.
所以我今天跟你讲，你比你所想象的要富有多了。
God has filled you so much, forgave so much.
神给了你这么多，赦免了你这么多。
He just wants you to go a little bit.
你就是把它放开一点，
冒一点点险，
冒一点险，
悔改一点点，
嗯，
认真对他说一些对不起的话。That's what he wants from us. And because of this little bit of honesty, he built his church.
Yeah, 大家都冒一点险，大家都愿意在他面前认罪，就是因为我们愿意走这么一小步，神就因此来建立他的教会。
It's a 中秋节啊，中秋节 is supposed to be what? 团圆 right? 是否啊？Everything is round. Everything should be right. Everything should be shalom.
中秋节是团圆节，一切都应该是圆圆满满的，一切都应该是 shalom， 神的和平在我们的中间。
May God's grace, His shalom, come among His people.
愿神的恩典，愿神的完美来到每一个人的身上。
May this truly be a fellowship characterized by love.
我祝福你们，愿你们这里真的是爱的团契，爱能够彰显在你们的中间。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we are just so glad for your great love for us.
主，我们谢谢你对我们的大爱。
We are humbled by your love.
主，因为你的爱，我们谦卑在你面前。
Because of your brokenness, we are healed.
因为你的破碎，我们得到医治。
Because of your death, we are given life.
因为你为我们死，我们得到生命。
You carried our sorrows and our inequities.
你背担了我们的罪，背担了我们的忧伤。
So that today we may live free.
所以今天我们能够过一个自由的生命。
Help us then live free.
帮助我们活出一个自由的生命。
Free of our fears.
我们不再有惧怕。
Free of our worries.
不再有忧虑。
Free to love.
我们能够自自由由的去爱。
Free to live a life of transparency.
活出一个透明的生命。
Lord, please bless this your body.
求你祝福你的身体。
Bless this church.
求你祝福你的教会。
Work with us.
求你与我们同工。
So that we may help build your home here.
我们能够在这里建立起你的家。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.